This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. Swiss pianist Eva Maria Zimmermann met Keisuke 6 years ago in San Francisco. Keisuke grew up in Japan, and he never intended to make music his career until he met Eva. Now they're a four-hand, one-piano duo called Zofo, which is shorthand for 20-finger orchestra. Their fourth project together celebrates the 80th birthday of an iconic American composer who's one of the founders of the minimalist movement. Terry Riley pioneered a new concept in Western musical form based on structured repetitive patterns. His multi-layered improvisations can be heard in the works of many other prominent composers like Steve Reich, Philip Glass, John Adams, and he influenced the music of rock groups like Tangerine Dream and The Who. Eva recalls it was a mutual friend who first introduced them to the music of Terry Riley.
After one of our very first performances here in San Francisco, my friend Katrina Krimsky came to me and said, well, check this piece out. And it was Cinco de Mayo by Terry Riley, a piece for piano duet. So we started diving into that piece and just fell in love with it and performed it and sent Terry Riley a performance recording of this, and his reaction was very positive, and he said, please learn my other duet pieces as well, and he sent us all the other scores.
Keisuke has always liked the music of Terry Riley, but he says Cinco de Mayo was a new discovery.
Well, I always liked Terry's music. It caught me by surprise that Cinco de Mayo didn't sound like what I knew about Terry's music, which was a very pleasant surprise. And it comes with three different sections. And the middle section, this kind of meditative, kind of atmospheric section, that's definitely one of my most favorite pieces of music.
It actually includes me, I'm playing the bottom part, reaching into the piano and dampening one of the strings and then playing that key, so it creates some gong effect. And the other two parts are very Latino influenced. I just see people dancing salsa or something.
Terry Riley composed only five pieces for piano duet. Keisuke says that provided them with a new challenge to create a few of their own arrangements of other works by Riley, including one called Half Wolf Dances.
I did arrangement for the Half Wolf Dances and also the G-Song. These two pieces were written for Kronos Quartet. Arranging, you know, string quartet piece to the one piano forehand was always a challenge in terms of the register.
Especially in G-Song, Keisuke had to just change the music a little bit because it sounded too dense if he transcribed it literally. So he had to take some stuff out and substitute it with some other stuff. And of course, you know, he sent it to Terry Riley. And Riley was very open about everything Keisuke did and just said, yeah, it's fine.
Getting a chance to work directly with the composer also caught Zofo by surprise.
You know, it sounds like a painful thing, right? You would play the whole CD program for a composer and then, you know, he could just go on and on about each measure and just... But he was not at all like that. He just said maybe two or three things about each piece, just helping us find the soul of each piece. But he also just said, I trust in your instincts. Just, you know, do whatever you feel is right.
What felt right was asking Terry Riley to compose a piece specifically for this project, which he was happy to do even at the last minute. It's called Praying Mantis Rag, and its world premiere was just last month at the Terry Riley Festival in San Francisco in celebration of Riley's 80th birthday. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.